India is celebrating 75 years of independence from British rule. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi pledged to reduce poverty and turn India into a developed economy in 25 years.
Yeah, mother of democracy.
In 1947, when India gained independence, it was split into two nations, mostly Muslim Pakistan and majority Hindu India. That partition led to chaos and bloodshed, as many as 2 million people were killed and millions displaced. NPR international correspondent Lauren Freyer is in Mumbai. Hello, Lauren.
Hi there.
Independence Day is a national holiday in India. What did you see today of people marking the occasion?
Yeah, so in Mumbai, where I am, we've had torrential monsoon rains, but it hasn't stopped people from waving Indian flags like crazy. They're hanging off people's homes, cars, rickshaws, tea stalls. Today is a day off work and school, and people have been out in the street celebrating. Earlier in the morning, families gathered to watch on TV this big festival of democracy at Delhi's 17th century Red Fort. There was a military salute, the national anthem. They released thousands of balloons in colors of the Indian flag, the saffron, white, and green. Olympic athletes were there. There were tribal dances. And the prime minister gave a speech with a clip that you played calling, you know, India the mother of democracy. You know, obituaries have been written time and again for Indian democracy. People said this country was too big, too diverse, too poor for democracy to work here. There were predictions of famine and military rule, and none of that happened. India proved the world wrong. And so that's what people are celebrating today. India is now the biggest democracy in the world. But there are also some real questions about the future health of democracy here.
Well, Modi is an extremely popular prime minister, also a Hindu nationalist, and his critics say this has led to discrimination against minorities. What questions still remain about the future of democracy in India?
Yeah, I mean, Modi has brought the Hindu majority faith into politics in a way that many voters like. That's part of why he's popular. But it leaves a big question for Indian minorities, as you say, especially, you know, 200 million Muslims. India has one of the biggest Muslim populations in the world. And many of them don't see a future in a country that prioritizes, you know, Hinduism, a Hindu faith, when it comes to rights and protections for citizens. India has thus fallen in global democracy indices in recent years. Under Modi's government, we've seen press freedom eroded. We've seen the civil service politicized. We've seen the judiciary co-opted.
Well, this Hindu nationalism, this messaging against religious minorities, does it bring some people back to 1947 and the bloody partition, the sectarian violence? I know this partition generation is dwindling, but surely some of those wounds are still there?
The wounds are absolutely still there. I mean, Muslims and other minorities these days have faced disproportionate violence and discrimination, but it's nothing like the, you know, more than a million people that were killed in 1947. I mean, there's certainly the fear, you know, that could happen again. But part of what, you know, today is about is celebrating democracy, but also, you know, remembering that history, and there's a resolve to not let that bloodshed happen again. As you said, there are survivors who are in their 80s and 90s. I've met some of them. They still have that trauma, and it reverberates through their families.
Yeah. And quickly, as far as economic challenges to bridge the wealth gap and to bring India into the community of developed economies, what are the challenges going forward?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that Modi addressed in his speech today. Look, at independence in 1947, life expectancy in India was around 37. Now it's double that, or nearly double that. So, you know, there millions have emerged from poverty in this country, but there are challenges. And, you know, female workforce participation has gone backward. Unemployment is high. So people are still in a precarious situation here.
NPR's Lauren Freyer in Mumbai. Thank you.
Thanks so much.